Happy Friday, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to Congresswoman Gwen Moore. I love it. She's one of those plain-talking politicians that I wish we had caboodles more of. We didn't get to it while she was on the show, and she was so gracious to give us two segments. Usually, you know, just a little inside baseball, everyone. Usually elected officials, the staff only wants you to book them for a single segment. So she was very cool to get her for two whole segments. So again, thank you, Congresswoman. We didn't get to one of, she does a ton of like spoken word poetry. If you do not follow her on X and all the rest of the socials and Blue Sky, you want to do that because she'll drop these every once in a while and they're freaking hilarious. I pulled one of my favorites because I had been saying Rojo got to go for a long time, and then I got to hear this Kelvin letter rip.
Fake elector supplier, climate change denier, insurrectionist defender, rule of law pretender, social security destroyer, abortion ban deployer, healthcare repealer, voting rights stealer, blames Black Lives Matter for crime. Shameless Mad Hatter denies science. Mouthwash for COVID prescribes. Robs from the poor to give to the rich. If you voted for him before, you need to switch. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Ronald Johnson gotta retire. Rojo gotta go.
Oh, Congresswoman Grenmore with a little spoken word. Yeah, Rojo got to go. The man lies more than he tells the truth. And with that, I am super excited to bring my senior producer, Jamie, onto the show with me. Good afternoon, Jamie. How's your Friday going?
Oh, well, it's fantastic. And, you know, for a winter day, I have to just say, like, did it feel balmy when you walked outside today?
It was so nice.
I know. There was no wind. I was walking the dog. I was like, wow, we could stay out here a little bit longer. I wasn't, you know, completely. Normally when I walk the dog, all you can see is my eyes, right? Because it's like head to toe. And I was like, oh, I could actually, I was taking hoods off, and it was beautiful for a February in Wisconsin on a Friday afternoon. Well, we take what we can get, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my little Finny was, she got outside. She was so excited. She's like, Mom, let's go. Let's just go for it. She was ready to go for a walk. Usually she does her business and literally turns tail and is like, get me back inside. This weather is ridiculous. But today we had a walk. Today was a good day for that.
Before we jump into questions here, I just have to say there's a whole lot of love happening over on our text line for Congresswoman Moore. People are talking about how much they love her over there. So thank you for the comments, Terry. And also, it's an anonymous texter. We'll get your name later and fill in the gaps. We also have somebody from Windsor who chimed in. You know, you played the Elon Musk chainsaw clip, which... Oh, that was bizarre. But anyway, this person says, I'm pretty sure Elmo has never actually used a chainsaw in his life. Elon's seems accurate.
Yeah, Elon's the kind of guy that would cut his damn fool hand off if he actually tried to use a chainsaw.
Yeah.
That man and, you know, heavy equipment operation, dangerous equipment operation.
Right.
These do not go... Pardon the prolonged pun, hand in hand.
I'm with you. All right. So thank you for all of the love to Congressman Moore. It's also happening over on the live stream. Some of it. We've got a couple people who are a little anti anything good in the world, but that's okay. We get those every now and then as well.
That's right.
We've got to talk about Ask Maggie now, though, because we've got some really good questions. I've been curating the list. By the way, if you want to chime in and you have a question for Miss Maggie Dawn, Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. Are you ready, hydrated, ready to go?
I mean, caffeinated is more the thing.
Okay.
And let me take a sip of my fifth food group here.
All right. So are you ready to jump in? Because I have some good questions here today.
Yes, I am. Now, remember, you got to tell Cal which timer he's putting me on.
Absolutely. All right, Cal. So we're going to start with an easy one. And you actually answered part of this already in text. But I want to finish it out because this person really wants to know the answer. So it's our good friend L.A. Tom who likes to text
Tom.
In. Yes. And Cal will have 30 seconds for this one because L.A. Tom asks, is Maggie on Blue Sky? And what is her handle on Blue Sky? So, Cal, start the bed. And, Maggie, you have 30 seconds to answer.
This is actually definitely get done in 30 seconds. In 30 seconds. Yes, I recently handle is the same as X, Insta, Facebook. What am I missing? X, Insta, Facebook.
So many social medias.
It's always at Maggie Dawn. At Maggie Dawn Show. So all of the places at Maggie Dawn Show. If you want to watch us on X, Insta, or Book of Faces, at Maggie Dawn Show or Civic Media's YouTube site. I don't post as much as I probably should on Blue Sky because I'm just getting warmed up on it. Sure. And like the duplicative posting on like six different social media things. Oy, exhausting. But I will share with all of you this. I am almost every day on LinkedIn, especially. It's one of the socials, Jamie, that I feel a little bit more comfortable on because sure. You can more effectively block and limit who's commenting. So as mm-hmm. I've started to do this work more, I don't want to read a bunch of like violent hate speech in my threads.
Right.
So you can always find me on LinkedIn. There I just use my full old-fashioned name, the one that my mother calls me when I'm in deep doo-doo. That is where you can find me as Margaret Dawn. Yes, when my mom calls me and she's like, listen, Margaret, it's not going well. I have fouled up somewhere.
Yeah, see, I have a short name, but my mom would bring in out the middle name. So it was Jamie Jane. And I was, and even yet, to this day, 47 years old, almost, by the way, not as afraid to say my age. I'm like, oh, I'm in so much trouble right now. So no, I get it.
If I get three named, Margaret Claire,
yeah,
Dawn. Margaret Claire, that's run for the hills time.
I get it. All right, we have another really great question. And this one actually came in over on our stream. If you're watching online today, well, whether that's on YouTube or all of the, I'm not even going to name them. You know, you can find us.
All the places.
It'll take too much time to name them. This is a really good one. Tim wanted to know, and this was a question he kind of brought up while Congressman Moore was with you. What's your thoughts on Trump taking over the United States Postal Service, and what does it mean for Oshkosh's next generation delivery vehicle contract? Cal, we're going to do 60 seconds on this one, and whenever you're both ready to go.
Well, this is a really important question. I think in general, you're going to see a decrease in postal service reliability, especially in rural places. I just don't see how this goes well. You want to politicize the freaking post office? The post office. It's a stupid idea. Point two, by the way, I think the guy that Trump appointed to lead the post office is still leading the post office, so apparently that ain't good enough. Point two about the contract, I'd be shocked if that contract actually moves forward. I mean, that's Elon's business, especially for anything, quote, state of the art. Maybe that contract will magically end up going to one of Elon's many companies. But I think those are the sorts of things to be on the lookout for, especially. Great question.
That is a really good question. And it's going to be an important, look, you still had bed left. You could have kept going, right? Like you got it in within 60 seconds. Now, I will say this, doing a quick little Google search, Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General
that you were referring to,
has actually decided to step down after 5 years.
Big shock there.
I mean, you know, because now the post office is eventually going to be under Trump's control. So it would make sense that Louis DeJoy feels like his job is completely done and he's no longer needed.
Now largely irrelevant, yes.
Could have done that years ago. It's fine. It's okay.
And I just want to make this additional comment about this. I have heard, and like part of the justification for hiring Louis DeJoy for Trump, and it was like late in Donald Trump's first term as president that he was appointed. The idea was that, well, we need to turn the post office into some big profit making. It's like, no, it's not a private corporation. It serves a public function. Like, we don't ask bridges and tunnels to turn a profit. We don't ask for our roads and bridges right? Like, that's not what it mm-hmm. is. It would be like saying, well, our public schools aren't making any money, so we've got to... The U.S. Postal Service is supposed to provide effectively a baseline so that every American can reliably transact via the mails, both commerce and personal correspondence. Like, that is the actual purpose.
Think about even the medicines at this day and age.
Correct. How many of us do the mail? Yes.
Right? I mean, and now we're looking at potentially having delays in that? I mean, because let's be honest, anything that Trump has put his name on in his entire career hasn't exactly gone well, right? So I don't know how this is going to go. But again, it's kind of like everything else. Are we just in wait and see mode? Because that's essentially all we can do at this point is wait and see. You know, and you bring up the vehicles. It's a good point. I mean, are we going to have, you know, Tesla style vehicles? I mean, we have potential battlefield vehicles now coming from Musk. Didn't he just sign a contract for that?
Yes.
Are there going to be charging stations? Do we have to tell our opposition to stop?
Please install charging stations.
Just stop. Hold on. We need 3 hours to charge our vehicle before we head out. It's
Matt from Middleton is making this point on the text line. He's saying he works for the United States Post Service, mm-hmm. and there needs to be operational improvements. No doubt. And Matt, every place that I've ever worked in government, I always find methods for improvement and perhaps modernization and all those things. Yep, all of that makes sense. What doesn't make sense is approaching, in my opinion, USPS as if it should be a profit-making enterprise. What doesn't make sense to me is to say because it's not where it should be, that means it should become politicized. So I'll take your point, Matt. I agree with you, and I think there's a lot of government programs, systems, and departments that need all that. But let's not make any mistake. DOGE. It's not about efficiency. It's about gutting the federal workforce, getting rid of apolitical experts under the guise of efficiency. We can hold both ideas at the same time, that we need process improvements and greater efficiency and for the USPS to actually work best for all of us. And also think it shouldn't just be a political hack job show that works to Musk's profit motive benefit, right? Like, probably. Folks, it is Ask Maggie. If you've got questions for me, you can send them in at askmaggie@civicmedia.us or via the talk and text line 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We're back with my senior producer, Jamie Martinson. In just a moment, we got more questions, and I'll try to keep them within the allotted time frame for my answers. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.